But looking back, I would say to any entrepreneur, to anybody that feels that way, that like their work is important, but they don't know what they're doing right now, that have faith in the larger process, have faith in your ability to get through, as long as you can like really stay open and stay curious and stay driven.
Welcome to Common Roots, an infra podcast.
And I'm your host, Haley Craig.
Independent natural food retailers are as diverse and unique as the communities they serve. From urban to rural, East Coast to West Coast, small to large, there's one thing that these stores have in common: a deep commitment to providing healthy foods to their communities. In celebration of Infra's 20th anniversary, we're handing over the mic to 20 Infra members to share their challenges and triumphs in navigating the world of natural food retail. Are our common roots really so common? Let's find out. Today, we are joined by Ariel from Carla's Fresh Market, and this is their story.
Well, thank you for joining us today, Ariel. Could you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your store?
Yeah, hi, I'm Ariel, the founder of Carla's Fresh Market in Los Angeles, California. We opened 13 months ago here in a neighborhood called Highland Park, which is a very vibrant, happening community in Los Angeles. The store is 3,000 square feet. It's a literal dream. It's walking through my imagination of what grocery shopping could be like. We have everything from delicious farm fresh produce to a stocked grocery aisles, pastries, coffee, and beer and wine.
And could you talk a little bit about the neighborhood of Highland Park and kind of how Carla's is a part of that neighborhood, just what that neighborhood looks like, feels like, that kind of thing?
Yeah, Highland Park is definitely one of the older neighborhoods in Los Angeles, given its proximity to downtown. A lot of like suburbs kind of sprouted out from downtown. It has been for a long time predominantly a Latino and Asian neighborhood. And recently, with the re-urbanization of our cities, you have this influx of folks from all over. So it feels like almost a true one of the truer melting pot neighborhoods in Los Angeles. I myself grew up here in LA, didn't know much of anything about Highland Park as a kid. We lived elsewhere, and having come back and moved here as an adult, I love this part of town. So I think you can find a little bit of everything in Highland Park right now.
I love it. And could you talk a little bit about the story behind the name Carla's Market, or why it is called that?
Yeah, sure. Everybody wants to know this. I named the store after a dear friend of mine, Carla. We met in college and we were just like fast sisters almost. Like, she was like a big sister to me, and remained a champion and just a very good friend, a good listener throughout my life. We managed to keep in contact. And always just been a huge supporter. And so she passed away right before COVID lockdown. And, you know, I was grieving the loss of a dear friend and the overwhelm of having to be a mom and a full-time mom and a full-time preschool teacher and full-time Little House on the Prairie. She sort of served as an inspiration to, like, not give up on this dream and to get back up and get back to work on it. So because of her, I got back to work, and she's my inspiration. She keeps me going every day.
Oh, I love that. And so when did you first join Infra? I know it was very recently. What motivated you to become a member? How did you find the organization?
I'm a new member. I think I've only been in 2 quarters, I think. Yeah, very fresh. I'm like going by my invoices, so I have to pay a new one. So yeah, so it's been 2 invoices. And I found out about Infra through, I believe, maybe my rep at KeHE. Her name is Jennifer Serrano. And she just was my first rep at KeHE and was like so supportive of the business and really was walking me through on how to get onboarded with KE and how to like utilize all the tools. And then she suggested this organization called Infra. I'd never heard of it before. Did my own research and thought it was an amazing idea. You know, this first couple orders, this first couple months in, I'm seeing like, you know, I am not getting competitive pricing. And, you know, and then visiting a Trader Joe's or going into another grocery store and looking at pricing and saying, wow, they're buying it for, they're selling this what for what I bought it for. And how am I going to stay in business? How am I going to stay competitive? What value am I even going to be able to bring to customers if I can't even compete on any level? And so it just made sense to become a member. It made sense to be a part of this larger buying group. And have more buying power. So went through the application process and was so happy that I was accepted.
You know, I was really looking forward to having this conversation because I think it's very interesting to talk to, you know, members that have been a part of this organization for, you know, years and years since the beginning. And then we also have this really fun group of people that just joined, and there's a lot of different styles of stores. We're just becoming more unique and diverse in that way.
So something that seems to be true, or the way that I've seen Carla's described, is kind of the first of its kind, specifically in your area in Highland Park. So what makes Carla's unique, and how do you see it reshaping the way that people shop for fresh local food in the community?
I think Carla's is really unique. The first thing you experience when you walk into Carla's is its beauty. And that really sets it apart from any neighborhood grocery store, I would say. It's really beautiful. It was really thoughtfully designed. I worked with a dear friend who kind of came off retirement to help me design the space. And, you know, I made every decision from where outlets go to, you know, where do I want this arch to be painted on the wall? So much thought and care went into the way it looked. And that was intentional because I, like everybody else, feel the dreaded when I have to go grocery shopping. And I analyzed that for a long time. Like, why is it suck so hard? And it's because the spaces are just not aesthetic, as the kids say. And, you know, there's no windows. There's no light. They're food casinos. You go in, you don't know what time it is when you come out. And so we worked really hard to create a warm, inviting, beautiful space that felt worthy of all the beautiful products we stock. And so speaking of stocking, you know, it's a little bit of everything, but highly curated. And every day, you know, we move towards achieving our goal of being, you know, accessible, but also really special. So lots of farm fresh, local organic produce. The grocery shelves are stocked with really small regional brands next to larger clean labels, you know, like Bob's Red Mill is next to this woman that makes this amazing pancake mix. So really having that accessible items that you need to have every week, like because you're feeding a family, you're feeding yourself, but also having those moments of discovery and excitement in the mix. We have a beer and wine section that is curated by Assam. It's heavily naturally wine focused, so it sort of reflects the values of what's happening across the store, definitely in the produce section. That thoughtful, that caredness, that sustainability mindset that goes into making wine. But it's exciting, it's fresh, and it's we think about value all the time. Like, is this bottle adding value to somebody's table? And again, beautiful labels. So, and then it's sitting in this neighborhood that is constantly changing and that has this very stable, loyal community that constantly pushed me to think, how am I really servicing this community? And then you have new people coming in all the time, which pushed me to think, how am I serving this community? So it's not just, it's a unique store in a unique location, but with a lot of thought and intention that went into the way it looked, into the way we stock the shelves, and the way that we greet our customers. So I think it's really special.
Yeah. And I think there's something to be said about this shift towards aesthetics, as you said, and just the things people really value and care about, especially with, you know, younger generations who are now going into stores and spending their money. There is this this big shift. And even just with our new members over the past few years, you can see that the marketing is different, the look is different, and it's very interesting to see. And on that note, I really wanted to ask you about all of your really fresh and fun marketing and your social media presence. I mean, your website is beautiful. Your social media is super fun. So do you just want to talk about the intention behind that and keeping in theme with that value that Carla's brings? How does that kind of marketing style fit into that?
I mean, we started off with color. The red color was the color I was drawn to first when I started building the brand. And that's been the anchor, and sort of branding has just kind of grown out of this red color, you know, this beet, this borscht color that comes from the earth. And I knew that color was really important in Los Angeles and going into these like very diverse neighborhoods. You know, we're coming off a season of like a lot of white oak and a lot of beige and a lot of clean girl aesthetic and moving into like vibrancy. And food is so vibrant. And I just wanted a space that felt warm and inviting. And, you know, your eyes are bouncing around. And then the marketing needed to kind of reflect a lot of my personality, I would say. People say I'm funny. And so I just wanted the way we talk to our customers to be like conversational, to be a little sarcastic, to kind of even poke fun at this like aesthetic driven space we're moving into, to like keep it real in a way. So we just try to be relatable, you know, like people come in the store and like we know their dog's names and we know their kids' names, and we're really just trying to be this like relatable, warm, vibrant space. And that's kind of like the anchor from which we create Instagram and newsletters and website.
Yeah. Wow. And it really comes through. I'll just say that, because immediately when you just go into your website, it just, you feel that warm, fuzzy feeling of like, ooh, I've kind of seen this before, but I haven't. And it feels familiar and fun. So it's awesome. And I really want to touch on your kind of career history for a minute, because you were a former fashion publicist. And so now you've turned into this, you know, entrepreneur. What was that transition like? And what has kind of been the biggest challenges and rewards of launching Carla's? And what advice would you give to others who are maybe looking to start something new in the food space?
I would say the switch was hard. It's probably the hardest switch in my entire life. I am a person that does derive a lot of their identity through their work. So going from being very sure that I wanted to be in the fashion industry and doing that to the entrepreneur journey, that there's this long gap that was like almost a decade of a lot of like, I'm lost. I don't know. My interest in fashion waned. And meanwhile, there's interest in cooking was waking up, but mostly out of a need to feed myself, and certainly didn't think it was going to lead to a career. But there was just this 10-year stretch of what am I doing with my time? What am I doing with my career? And feeling lost in that, throw in a couple kids, which becoming a mom is already its own identity crisis. It was just a really tough, gristly part of my life. And then when I finally claimed and was able to say out loud and stopped having imposter syndrome that I was an entrepreneur, you know, I kind of had my marching orders and found my sense of purpose again with my work. So I think the biggest lesson for me in all of this is careers can feel messy, and they can feel not linear, and it can feel like, what does this all mean? What am I working up to? And I will say that every random job and work experience that I have is actually relevant now. So maybe having faith in like the larger goal, and that eventually, if you stay open, if you stay curious, if you stay tenacious and driven, you will get to wherever you're going, even if you don't know where that is yet. And yeah, staying present in your own curiosity and being tenacious about that and being driven about that, and being open to, you don't know how this story is going to unfold or unravel, or definitely how it's going to end, is the one advice I would give to almost anybody who, you know, feels like, what does this all mean? You know, but also people who find a lot of purpose in their work. You know, some folks are like, I got a job. It pays me my bills. I'm over here doing whatever and I'm happy. Great. I wasn't one of those people. I'm a person that my work is a part of my identity. It's a part of my purpose on this earth. And so not having that like North Star was like very disorienting and painful for me. But looking back, I would say to any entrepreneur, to anybody that feels that way, that like their work is important, but they don't know what they're doing right now, that have faith in the larger process, have faith in your ability to get through, as long as you can like really stay open and stay curious and stay driven.
Yeah, that's so good. And yeah, I would also love to hear about, because I read how maybe the start of this passion or where you kind of felt that connection was your time spent working at farmers markets. Do you just want to talk about that a little bit and how that kind of fits in your timeline?
Yeah, I think that was the first like really toe in the water into the food space. I was like cooking a lot and like the curiosity was in where, you know, cooking. What are ingredients? Why is this ingredient better than that one? Why does it cost more? And so that was more curiosity that kept just snowballing, which eventually led me to the farmer's market, right? This like the foundation, like where does the food come from? It comes from the earth. Who grows the food? The farmers do. Where can you buy that? Where can you find farmers? Farmers market. Showed up at a farmer's market that I had been a customer of, had a light bulb moment of like, I'm not working right now. Why don't I just work here? Went up, was like, do you guys need volunteers? And they're like, we always need volunteers. Started volunteering. A couple weeks later, they were like, do you want a job? And I was like, I don't have a job. Love a job, you know? And took the job. And that was the start of it. And that was 5 years later. You know, I've learned so much about agriculture. I've spent so much time with farmers. I've spent so much time on farms. And that became the stepping stone to this entrepreneurial journey, is that I'm in this space and this is wonderful and beautiful. And how do we create something like this that's open 7 days a week and more convenient, and but also has convenient items along with special items?
Cool. Yeah. And I think that's a very common occurrence with a lot of people that get into the grocery space, natural food space, is this passion and this drive. And that's kind of what you talked about in terms of, you know, the advice that you would give or even how you got into this was that spark. And that's what everyone here has in common. It's not an easy industry. And what would you say, and you've already said so many things that fit into this, but specifically, what are some things that you love or that excite you about the foods industry / the natural foods industry?
Amy, we're in such an exciting time with natural food, right? Like there's so much innovation out there happening. And it shows no signs of slowing down. So it's really cool to meet other entrepreneurs who are trying to make interesting, delicious, sustainable products. I would say that's the most exciting part, is seeing all of these new products hitting the shelves, tasting and trying them, and then meeting the person behind the product and learning their story. It's kind of like when we were in like peak TV time, like TV had like peaked out and couldn't get any better. I think that's where we are in the natural food space, is like we are, the most interesting stuff is hitting our shelves by the most interesting people with no signs of slowing down. And every day that innovation is exciting for me.
Yeah. Yeah. And so kind of keeping in the theme of talking about products, you already kind of talked about some of the products that you offer at Carla's, but do you have any specific local or unique products that you carry that are some of your personal favorites?
There's like a company called Rooted Fair that makes this black sesame spread almost. It's delicious. They're local to here in LA. There's a lot of good pasta sauce coming out of LA right now. There's Chow Pappy. There's sauce, which I like to say it like that. Super delicious flavors. Like the rosemary sauce is really good. Their branding's on point, but like the sauce is like really good. The chili crisp game continues to be strong. Gloria's Shito, she's newer. She's Ghanaian. So it's got those really interesting flavors. It's spicy, but it is so flavorful and interesting. I mean, how much time do you have? I can go on and on.
I know. And I feel like you know, being in LA, there's so many awesome brands that come out of there. You have that access. And do you find yourself, because you're kind of in the center of a lot of this innovation, do you have a lot of relationships that you've been able to build and a lot of local connections?
Somewhat. You know, I think, you know, we're for sure, but it's like we're all busy, you know, so we're not having like food meetups and hanging out and like drinking tea together. You know, folks are in the store, they're dropping off their product, they're taking their content, and they got to go because they have other deliveries or meetings. So, yeah, I mean, there's a sense that we're in this together, especially right now when things are so tough. Like these, like us little guys, like mean so much to these brands as sort of an incubator for them. You know, you don't go from zero to 60, you don't make a product and then end up on the shelves of Whole Foods. Like we are your first stop. And so, yeah, there's this huge sense that we're in this together and there's, you know, strength in that. But I would say we're all busy. I'm busy, you know, and they are too. So I wish there was more time to like really connect. But honestly, I guess if there were, that'd mean we weren't busy and then that'd be a different podcast. Yeah, that's a different story.
Well, those were the main questions I had for you today. But is there anything else that you want to touch on, a shout out, anything I didn't ask you about?
Yeah. Do you guys know where to find me? We're in Highland Park, California, in LA. We're on DoorDash. We have some stuff on we do a lot of gifting online. We also curate custom gift boxes. This is just one of my favorite things to do. And come find us. Come shop. Yeah, I would say that. I guess the last thing I would lead with is that we're in a really hard time across the board. I think everyone's experiencing it on a local level, on a national level. It's a time. And there's a lot of small businesses hurt right now. You know, LA's got double hit, triple hit, COVID, entertainment strikes, fires, you name it. I'm seeing a lot of my entrepreneur friends go out of business. And I would just say now more than ever, when we get to the other side of wherever we are, if you love having cute shops, choppy shops in your neighborhood, you got to support us now. You got to come out now. Maybe pay the extra quarter for your milk today. Maybe not all the time, but sometimes. And really support and really put your dollars in the world you want to see exist.
Thank you for tuning in to Common Roads. This episode has been made possible thanks to the hard work of Infra staff and Infra member contributors. To learn more about the retailers we serve, visit our retailer directory at naturalfoodretailers.com/retailer-directory.